Tom Carkle in the AM 1400 WRJN News Center. Our AccuWeather forecast says clouds will be decreasing today. We'll have a high near 70 degrees. It's cloudy currently in Kenosha at 60 degrees, 57 in Burlington, 61 Milwaukee, Racine also cloudy, and 61. In Walworth County, sheriff's officials say numerous buildings were damaged Tuesday night with an EF1 tornado that touched down just north of Lake Geneva. Storm hitting just after 9 p.m. in the town of Lyons. Many of the buildings in a small industrial park damaged, but no injuries or deaths reported. Number of trees broken or brought to the ground with that storm. It also caused some minor damage to the front doors of a medical facility. An EF1 tornado also touching down in the Waukesha County area, Big Bend, Muskego, among the communities that had down trees and power lines. Same storm system led to a lightning strike that started a house fire in Stonebank. Wisconsin now with a recorded 16 tornado touchdowns this year. Out in north central Washington state, a fire raging there has claimed the lives of three firefighters.
It was blowing in every direction.
Okanogan County Sheriff Frank Rogers says the three firefighters killed and the four others injured were involved in a vehicle accident before being overrun by a raging wildfire rolling through the town of Twisp.
The bottom line, this was hell in here. It's just obvious.
The fires in Washington state threaten 11 counties and four Native American tribal lands. In all, there are close to 100 wildfires burning in the west, already blackening more than a million acres and destroying hundreds of homes. Washington Governor Jay Inslee has asked President Obama to declare a state of emergency to free up federal resources. I'm Jim Roop.
A dog that was being aggressive toward people on the south side of Kenosha shot and killed by police. First arriving officers to the 1900 block of 76th Street observed the dog biting a woman. Then the dog charged and bit one of the officers. News release says that with the dog continuing to attack and with the inability to gain control of the animal, deadly force was used to stop it. Kenosha County Sheriff's Department contacted about doing the investigation per a longstanding reciprocal agreement with Kenosha Police. A bill that would require veterinarians to report animal abuse to police is being circulated now in Madison for co-sponsors. In addition, State Senator Fred Risser says his bill would also provide protection for the veterinarians who report that suspected abuse.
It would give the veterinarian immunity if he makes a report in good faith, which gives the veterinarian some incentive to follow through on the report.
The Madison Democrat says currently Wisconsin vets are only required to report abuse to law enforcement if they suspect the injuries were the result of animal fighting. State of Wisconsin settles up a big lawsuit that was filed by that train manufacturer Talgo over the high-speed project that Governor Walker killed.
Spanish-based Talgo filed the lawsuit in 2012 against the Walker administration over two passenger trains the company manufactured for the Milwaukee to Chicago run. Under the agreement, Talgo keeps the trains it built for the state and gets a $9.75 million payment to close out the contract. Lester Pines, the attorney for Talgo, said the firm will attempt to sell the trains and the state can collect a portion of the revenue from that sale to recoup up to $9.75 million. Bob Haig, Wisconsin Radio Network.
State Senator Bob Wirtz joining the call for an investigation into the recent spike in gas prices around the southeast area. The increase blamed, of course, at a problem at a BP refinery in Whiting, Indiana, which could take a month to fix. The Summers Democrat sending a letter to Attorney General Brad Schimmel calling for an investigation because he thinks there's some price gouging involved.
I think the 50-cent a gallon increase in gas prices is very suspicious. And so I hope they do a thorough investigation. Once again, they're using the refinery excuse. And I think we should examine the facts of that case.
Milwaukee Representative Josh Zepnik calling for a federal probe into the stop of the production of that refinery and inspections as well of other facilities to make sure they're not in danger of shutting down. And Michigan-based Meijer, the grocery superstore chain, which has opened up some stores around the state this year, including Kenosha, accused of setting its prices too low. State officials investigating Meijer for selling items below cost. That would be in violation of the 75-year-old minimum markup law. Company says it is not accustomed to regulations that limit their customers' ability to save money when they shop with them. The families of students in the Racine Unified School District, in partnership with a technology firm called CDWG, have the chance to purchase Chromebook laptops for their children, the same computers that are used in the classroom. The goal to provide the students more access to technology and online learning tools when they're not in school. Superintendent Lolly Haas says the faith-based community also interested in helping families that maybe can't afford the almost $268 cost. She says the parental group that she meets with once a month did inquire about the opportunity to purchase the laptop so students could use them in the classroom and also at home.
That group recommended that we look into making them available for parents, which I thought was a great idea. So we followed up, talked to the company that we purchased for the district those computers, and they were able to put together a special price for our parents to be able to purchase Chromebooks fully loaded with exactly the same information that our schools have. And we just sent out information this week, and parents will get something in the mail, I think over the weekend, about the ability to go online and purchase one for their child if they like.
Racine Unified families can get the Chromebook for $267.84 using their child's student ID to complete the purchase. More information available online at rusd.org. The expansion of Racine Unified's Gifford Elementary School on Northwestern Avenue in Caledonia, creating a K-8 facility by the fall of next year. Big crowd on hand for that. The second of three school projects starts this week. Village of Caledonia Administrator Tom Christensen noting that the Gifford expansion is one of the many improvements Racine Unified is making under the leadership of Superintendent Lolly Haas.
I had the opportunity to attend a presentation by Dr. Haas on the progress made in Unified over the last couple of years. And it was a presentation on innovation, growth, and improvement. As village administrator, I selfishly become focused on things like economic development and the best use of the taxpayers' resources. Therefore, I worry about things like an appropriately educated, competent workforce in the future. So I want to thank Dr. Haas for raising the bar.
Groundbreaking on the Gifford School expansion to K-8 coming on the heels of Monday's groundbreaking for the new Olympia Brown Elementary School, also in Caledonia, and ahead of this afternoon's groundbreaking for the new Knapp Grade School on the city of Racine's south side. Construction's already well underway in Kenosha, but a ceremonial groundbreaking held nonetheless last evening at Petsky Park for the new all-inclusive Dream Playground. The result of an effort that began 3 years ago when Tamikin 40 was first approaching the City Parks Commission about the idea of a playground for kids with disabilities. During the ceremony, she struggled to contain her emotions, but she thanked everybody who came to the groundbreaking and those who have helped in its development.
It means a lot to me, and it means a lot to the families of the children with special needs in our community. I want you just to take a minute and look around and look at this amazing construction site. And imagine that soon it's going to become a beautiful, custom-built, 15,000-square-foot, inclusive, accessible playground for people of all abilities.
Hundreds of volunteers going to keep laying the groundwork for the playground equipment over the next 3 days. Then after Labor Day, more volunteers will put in the equipment and complete the landscaping. A ribbon-cutting ceremony scheduled for October. And the hopes of converting it into a casino and entertainment complex having been stopped by Governor Walker rejecting the Menominee Tribe's application. Owners of the defunct Dairyland Dog Track site near the interstate in Kenosha now have it up for sale through an Illinois brokerage firm. The 228-acre parcel, listed as the Midwest Innovation Center, and according to the Kenosha News, it is available in its entirety or broken up into parcels. Transwestern Commercial Real Estate has reportedly received some inquiries about the site, which is being promoted as a prime location for a company's manufacturing and or warehouse needs. The current owner is Rhyme Management out of Alabama. Remember, local news updates, WRJN, they're on Twitter at WRJN News, and our newscasts are in podcast form on our webpage. Go to WRJN.com, look in the local news section. I'm Tom Karkel, AM 1400, WRJN News.